Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Lamed Dalet in Maseches Sukkah. It's the 593rd daf in Shas. Our daf is going to deal with the halachos of Arava. We're going to pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. That's going to be all of Amid Aleph, discussing all of the halachos that relate to Arava. There's only one Amud in Maseches Sukkah that discusses Arava. Then we're going to go on Amid Beis. We're going to have a machlokis tanoim in the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. How many hadasim and aravos are needed in the lulav? We've already been raised that there are three hadasim and two aravos. However, we're going to see that's a machlokis tanoim. The Gemara is going to give background to that machlokis tanoim. And then we're going to begin the halachos of Esrog, which will take us through the next Mishnah up until Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. So let's Bezer Hashem begin. Seven lines from the bottom, Lam Gimel Amud Beis. Arava Gzula V'Yavesha. If a Arava is either stolen or dried out, notice the parallel between all the Mishnayos that start out our parak start, Lulav HaGozel V'Yavesh. So too, we have Arava Gzula V'Yavesha, stolen or dried out. It's Psula, Shalashev Sharon Dachas Psula, Nikdam Rosha Nifritzu Alav HaTzaf Tzifa Psula. So very similar to the halachas of Lulav in regards to these Psulim. If it comes from an Asherah, Asherah is a tree that people have bowed down to, and Ir Nidachas is a city of Avodah Zarah that needs to be destroyed. If the top of the Arava is cut off, that's called Niktam Nifritzu Aleha. In the case of Lulav, meant that all of the leaves were separated from it. In the case of the Arava, it means if most of the leaves have fallen off, Vatsaftzifa is a Arava that grows in an area of the mountains, and it grows in a mountainous region, so then psula kimusha means that it's withered, but it hasn't been entirely dried out. Vishinishu miktas lala, in contrast to nifritsu, where all the leaves fell off, or the majority of them fell off, when it's nishu, only some of them have fallen off. Vishel bal. Bal is an irrigated field from rainwater, in contrast to a field that is irrigated in a artificial manner, so that all of those types of aravos are going to be kosher. The withered one, the one that has part of its leaves fallen off, as well as if it doesn't come from an irrigated field by man, but rather comes from a field of rainwater, so then in such a case, then that's going to be kosher. The Chiddush Rashi explains that even though it didn't grow on a nachal, because the Arava is referred to as an Arve Nachal in the Torah, it didn't grow next to a stream. Nevertheless, if it grew in such a field that didn't need irrigation, it was enough to get rain from upstairs, then that would be kosher as well. It says the Gemara, Tan Rabban Arve Nachal, Agdil Al Nachal. So that's this idea that it's supposed to grow really along a brook. Davar acher arvei nachal she'ola shelo mishoch kinachal. The leaf branches out like a river. Tani idach arvei nachal ein liyelo na arvei nachal shel bal v'shel harim inayin. How do we know that if it comes from a field of bal that we spoke about before, where it's not next to a stream or from the mountains? How do we know it's kosher? Tam lomar arvei nachal. It says in the plural arvei nachal. Mikol makom, any type of thing that represents or is similar to this arava will be acceptable. The one exception is that tzafzifa that we're going to discuss later on in the Gemara. The Gemara continues on top of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Abishol Omer Arve Shtayim. When it comes to aravos, the reason why it says Arve in the plural is not coming to tell us, explains Rashi in the first line of Rashi in Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, that not only aravos that grow on a brook are kosher, but even those of fields are kosher. Rather, it's coming to tell us that you're supposed to take two aravos. Arve shtayim, achas lululav, v'achas lemigdash. You're supposed to have one that's for the lulav, the other for the migdash. In other words, the concept that we're going to see later on, that on the seventh day of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabba, there is a mitzvah to put in the Migdash, Lahakif as HaMizbeach, as we're going to see on Memhe Amud Aleph, that is referred to over here in the plural.
Hence, Abishol disagrees with this drasha of Arve Nacha in the plural, coming to tell us that Shelbal and Shelharim are kosher, but rather it's coming to teach us the chiyuv of both Lelulav and Lemigdash. Ask the Gemara of Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan who say that we use the Arve, the plural, to tell us the idea of Baal and Harim being kosher. So then, Lemigdash Menalu, how do we know that there's a separate mitzvah of Migdash? Hilchasa Gemira Luhu. This is an important line that the Gemara says that Hoshana Rabbah, the customs of Hoshana Rabbah, and Hoshana Rabbah by the Mizbech is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Dama Rav Asiyam, Rav Yochanan, this we've already learned in other places in Shas. Esar Netiyas, the 10 growings of the beginning of Masecha Shviyas, that the halacha is that if you have 10 young trees, Esar Netiyas, that if there are 10 trees in a certain area, then in such a case, even though there is a mitzvah to be moisif michol ala kodesh, that the Gemara Ma'ikatan tells us that there is a mitzvah on before Shemitah, which we're about to get to, from Pesach and on, not to do Harisha, but if there are 10 trees, so then the halacha is that one is allowed to. That's this halacha of halacha Moshe Misinai of Esar Netiyas. Arava of taking the Migdash and Arava separately. V'nisa chamayim, as well as pouring the water by the Mezbeach, halacha Moshe Misinai. That's also halacha Moshe Misinai. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, Arve Nachal, Higdelos ala Nachal. If you have these Aravos that are growing on the water, Prat Litzafzafa Hagdila Bein HaHorim, comes to exclude the type of Arava that grows in the mountains. Amar Rabbi Zera, Maikra, Rabbi Zera says, how do we know, explains Rashi, three lines into the medium-sized lines, that this Tzafzafa is an inferior type of Arava and it's not considered acceptable. We don't even consider it a min of an Arava, because the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, Kachal mayim rabim tzafzafa samoy. Rashi explains that this is taken from a pasuk of rebuke in Yecheskel. Klal Yisrael here in the rebuke is referring to a tzafzafa. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said to Reb Zera, how do you know that's the kavana? V'dilma perusha kamifarish. Kachal mayim rabim umayniu tzafzafa. Take which that grows on the water, and that is a tzafzafa. But how do you know that the pasuk is describing that which grows on the water, which is bad, is a tzafzafa? Rabbi Zera answers, imke mas samay. What is the extra word samay? It should have just said rak. It should have just said kachal mayim rabim tzafzafa. Why did it say sava? It's coming to tell us that this eitz that grows on the water becomes a bad tree, as Rabbi Avo is about to describe. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Amarti Yishu Yisrael Lefanai Kekach HaMayim Rabim. I said that Klal Yisrael should be like a tree that grows on a lot of water. Umay Nihu, and what is that referring to? Arava. Vehein Samu Atzman, that's the emphasis of Samu. And they made themselves, hence now the negative description of it, Kitzafzifa Shebaharim, like these wild and unrefined aravos in the mountains. Ikud Masala Haikra Masnisa. Some learn this teaching in the Mishnah itself, or more precisely, the Braisa itself, and not from Reb Zera, that the Braisa itself brought out this point. That what? The Pasuk says, Kacha Mayim Rabim, Tzafzifa Samo. And the Braisa was driving at this point. And Maskif lo Reb Zera, Reb Zera asked, V'dilin Purusha kom afarish kacha mayim rabim mayniu tzafzafa? And Reb Zera had asked as a question, maybe it just means take from the mayim rabim the tzafzafa. What's samay? That is superfluous. Hence, the Gemara rejects that, imkein mas samay. Well, then why would the Torah say samay? Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hanim, Martu Shiyu Yisrael Lefanai, kekacha mayim rabim. I wanted them to be like this, kacha mayim rabim, umay niu areva, vein samu atzman kitzafzafa shebaharim. So this is the other tradition of how it was learned. It was Rabbi Zera's kasha on the braisa itself, and Rabbi Avo's explanation. Period. Tan rabbanan ezo arava vezu tzafzafa arava kana shala edom. The arava has a reddish stem. Va'ala shala mishoch. and its leaf is drawn out. In other words, it is long and narrow, upiya chalak, and its edge is smooth. To this day, those are three things that one should look for, idyllically, in an arava. Sometimes they're hard to find. The arava whose stem is red, long leaves, most aravos have that, but also the less jagged the edge, the less it resembles a tzavtzifa, and the more it resembles a pure arava. Tzavtzifa kanishala lavan, its stem is not green, its stem is white, valashala agul, and its leaves tend to be more roundish. Take a look at those vahada, they have good pictures of it. Upiya domalamagal, and its edges are like sickle-like, in other words, sharp. Vatanya, but then we learn as the brisa domalamagal kosher, domalameser posel. If it's like a sickle, it's kosher. But if it's like as sharp as a knife, if those edges are protruding or sharp as a knife, it's posel. Amar bayi kitanyahi bechilfa gila. That was talking about a different type of arava-like plant, and that's called a chilfa gila. And then, in such a case, if it's only like a magal, then it's going to be kosher. However, when it comes to the tzavtzifa, even if it's like a magal, it's circular points, it's still going to be pasul. Rabbi Abaye says, Shema Mino, we see from here, Hai chilfa gila kosher lo Hoshana. That this thing, it's called a chilfa gila, is kosher for Hoshana as well, says the Gemara Pshita. I know that. There's no reason to believe it's possible. The only thing that we said was possible was tzavtzifa. Says the Gemara, "Amal the same hol v'islei shem levai." Since it's called not only a Hoshana, it's also referred to as a gila. Now, this was a point that the Gemara mentioned earlier in Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, that if it has an extra word to describe it, so then there are times lo niskasher, that we would think that no longer is that min. That's a sign that's not of that min. On the top of Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, we had that in regards to Hoshana, that's called also referred to as Atza Mitzra, and the Gemara also in other places uses this notion that if it has a Shem Levi, in other words, there's an added name to it, so maybe it shows it's not part of that min. The Chiddush here is that no, it is part of that min. Ve'ema Hachinami, maybe we would say that that's true, that only if it's Mamish called Arava, but it has other names added to it, that indicates it's not the same species. It says Gemara, Arve Nachal Amrachman Mikomokum, the plural of Arve comes to tell us to include even those things that have a slightly different name. In regards to the nomenclature and how we describe the Arava, now Rav Chisda teaches us a new thing about names and the naming of items, what is referred to in English, if I'm not mistaken, nomenclature. Amar Rav Chisda, Hani Tlasi Mili, these three things, Ishtanu Shemayim, Bechi Charev Beis HaMikdash. Their names were changed after the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. This Gemara we had earlier in the Daf Yomi on Daf Lamed Vav in Maseches Shabbos. It's now a while ago. What are the three examples? Chalafta, Aravta. What was referred to as the Chalafta, which is the Tzavtzifa, which we learned is Pasul, became known as Arvta. And Arvta became known as Chilfta. Umay Nafkamina, Lulav. And the Nafkamina is in regards to Lulav. That what's today referred to as a Chilfta is Kasher for Arava. What today is called Arava is Pasul because it's really a Chilfta. In regards to Shofar, the halachas of Shofar, Shipura Chatzotzarta. What we used to call a Shipura, a Shofar, now became called a Chatzotzra. And here we're talking about the Shofar of a ram. However, when it came to the straight horn of a cow, which used to be called a Chatzotzra, it became known as Shipura. Umay Nafkamina Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah. The Nafkamina is for Shofar Rosh Hashanah, that today a chatzotzra is what's referred to as often by people as the appropriate horn that would be acceptable for shofar, because that is the ben shofar of a ram. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah tells us that we're supposed to use the shofar of a ram. Another thing, a small table was called psurta, and its name became known as psura. A large table was called psura, it became known as psurta. What happens if there is a deal to sell a psura? So then in such a case, that refers to what was once upon a time a psurta. Another example, Amar Abai Afani Omer, I have another example, Beit Kesi. This is an area of the inside of the animals, which is an area of fat in the fats we just had in this week's Parsha, the Chelev HaMechases HaKerev. In fact, I opened up to figure out what the Beis HaKosas are. I opened up an amazing book by Rabbi Yanki Lach, written both in English and Hebrew, Tmune Chol, which has fantastic pictures, all Keseder Adaf on Meseches Chulin, and describing every part of the animal body. So my son Menachem, maybe, well, he just walked in, he said, ah, this week's Parsha, Chelev HaMechases HaKerev, so he was right, the Beis HaKosas are close to those fats. There are four stomachs. The first is called the Keres, the second is referred to as the Beis HaKosas, the third is referred to as the Masas. The Beis HaKosas is translated in English as a reticulum, and it receives partially decayed food from the keres. We know the expression of an animal being male geira. It is the muscular action in this Beis HaKosos that creates this geira and brings it back up to the mouth by the muscular action of the reticulum of the Beis HaKosos. Now, there are many halachos of trefa in regards to Beis HaKosos. Hence, Abaye said the following. Beit Kisei, the Beis HaKosos, are now referred to as Hovlila, and Hovlila are referred to the Beit Kisei. L'may nafkimina l'machat hanimtza b'ovi Beis HaKosos. If you find a needle in the Beis HaKosos, so Rashi describes two lines from the bottom that the Gemara in Chulin Daf Nun says that if a needle is found on one side, on the fat area, but it's not penetrated through, the halacha is that it's kosher. However, today's area, which is the Hovlila, which is not as thick and doesn't have the same amounts of fats as the Beis HaKosos, so then there is no difference because it does automatically, it's so thin that the area of Hovlila, which is referred to as Beis HaKosos, even if you don't see a penetration on both sides, you have to assume that it became a trefa. Amar Rabbi Bar Yosef, af ani oimer, Bavel, a place called Bavel is now Borsif. And Borsif, which is close to Bavel, now they call Bavel. How you write a get is important in regards to the halacha of Lishma. Every get needs to be written Lishma. The Mishnah tells us that if you bring a get from Chutz Laaretz, you need to testify that the get was written Lishma, and you have to say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. However, in Bavel, that is not necessary. But nowadays, the names of Bavel and Borsif are mixed up, so what they call Bavel today is Borsif, and therefore you have to say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. But from Borsif, you don't need to say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. We begin the new Mishnah on top of Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shloisha Adasim Ushtei Aravos Luvechad VeEsrig Echad. Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is the one we follow that says that there's supposed to be three Adasim and two Aravos Luluv and Esrog. Afilu Shnei Ketumim VeEchad Eina Katum. The halacha is that if the Hadas has its top cut off, as long as one of them is not cut off, so then in such a case it would be kosher. The Gemara of Rashi points out is going to ask, Mamanushach, if you hold that ketumim are possible, so then if you require three, then none of them should be katum. And if you hold ketumim are not possible, so then in such a case, all three should be able to be katum. The Gemara will address that. Rabbi Tarfin Oimer, afilu shloshtan ketumim. Rabbi Tarfin says, even if all three are katum, it's still kosher. The hadasim are kosher. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the amount of the Dalaminim. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kishem Shuluv Echad Vesrog Echad Kach Hadas V'Rava Achas. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and holds that there is only one Hadas and one Rava along with the one Lulav and Esrog. Mark begins, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Omer Pri Eitz Hadar Echad. Chazal Darshan says Pri Eitz Hadar, that seems to refer to one. Kapos Tamarim also seems to be one. Echad. Anaf Eitz Avos Shalosh. Anaf Eitz Avos would indicate three.
Since it has three words, it seems to indicate that it refers to three hadasim. Arvei nachal is two words, shtayim. And we learned in our Mishnah, v'afilu shnayim k'dumim v'echad she'ena katum. Rabbi Tarfon amar shlosha v'afilu shloshtan k'dumim, as we learned in our Mishnah, that all three of the tops can be cut off. Rabbi Akiva amar k'shem shul v'echad v'esrug echad kach hadas echad v'arav achas. Amar loy Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Akiva, who had said that you have one lulav, one esrug, one hadas, and one arav, v'yochli hei esrug imon ba'aguda achas. I might think that the esrog should also be with the rest of the minim in one aguda, that they should all be bound together. Amrit, v'chinem ar pri eitz hadar v'kapos tamarim? Does it say pri eitz hadar with kapos tamarim? V'alolo nemar ele kapos. Period. Now there's a discussion in the Karban Nisanel. Rabbi Eliezer wasn't responding to Rabbi Akiva's position per se, but rather was also just an elaboration of the meaning behind the pasuk and an afkamina la halacha, where he says that there's no need to bind the esrog together, one should not, because there isn't a vav to join the pri eitz hadar with the lulav. Uminayim Sheba Akvin says that the Gemara continues, and how do we know that each one is ma'akev, that you don't fulfill the mitzvah if you only have three? It says, Gemara Talmud Lomar ulakachtem, shetei lekicha tam, you need a full lekicha. This is an important expression, the halacha darshins out many halachos from Lekicha Tama. As Taisus describes in Dibra Maskel, Shetei Lekicha Tama, that the psul, for example, of an Esrog Chaser is from the Chisaron of Lekicha Tama. So not only does it tell us that the four are not ma'akev each other, it also tells us that everything needs to be complete. Lechatchila. Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara now challenges, Manashach. What is the meaning behind Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, that if two, the top are cut off, then it's okay. But if three, it's not. Ish leiman boi, if you're going to say that katum is a problem because it's not shalem, li boi nami kulu, so then all of them should not be cut off. Eloi boi shleiman, and if it doesn't need the top complete, afilu cha nami lo, so then you don't even need one. Amar Bira, Amar Rabbi Ami. Bira said in the name of Rabbi Ami, Chozer by Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Shmuel was Chozer from this halacha because of this question. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha ki Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Halacha is like Rabbi Tarfin, that even if the tops are cut off, be the evidence kosher. As Shmuel, Tamei, Damelu, Shmuel. Shmuel is consistent with his reasoning because Shmuel said, Lahanu de Mizavni Asa. Ashvu uzvinu. For those people who tell adas, sell adasim, lower down the price. Vilo derishnu lechak Rabbi Tarfon. And if you don't, I'll tell everybody lochas Rabbi Tarfon. The price went up because everybody was looking for one that had perfect tops. We spoke about in the halacha from the daily daf and daf lamed beis, gansen farmacht, that people look for a perfect lulav on the top. So people were looking for a perfect hadas on the top. And it seemed that it was hard to find. And so what happened was the prices went up. So Shmuel challenged them to put down the prices, bring the prices back down, because he said, I'll definitely raise the price, lower the prices, if I say that the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. My timer. What's the reason that Shmuel felt he'd be able to say this? Elam Misham de Mekel, because he was lenient and he held that the Hadassim could be Katum. So then, Philidu Shluk Rabbi Akiva de Mekel Tfei, let him publicize that the Allah is like Rabbi Akiva, so even more lenient. Because Rabbi Akiva only requires one Hadas, answers the Gemara, Tlosik to Mishriach. Chad v'lo katum lo shchiach. It actually is easier to be lenient like Rabbi Tarfon than it is like Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Tarfon, you require three, but all three the tops have to be cut off. According to Rabbi Akiva, the top cannot be cut off, but you can only have one. It's easier to find, says the Gemara, t'lasa k'tumi shchichi. It's easier to find three whose tops are cut off than one whose top is not. Let's pay Hashem begin the new Mishnah. On the bottom, if you have a stolen esrog or a dried out lulav, it's puzzle. If you have a lulav
that was worshipped, or it's of Iridakas, both of them have to be destroyed. It's possible. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis told us that if it's of Iridakas, it needs to be burned, and then it's considered as if it does not have a shear. It's Kitusei Mechta Shiure She Arla. If the Esrog, here we have a new psul that we didn't have up until that because it's the first fruit. If the Esrog is of Arla, which means it's of the fruit of the first 3 years of the tree's produce, possible. Shel Truma Tameya. If it's of Truma, but has become Tamei, Pasul. The Gemara Rashi tells us why that's so. Shel Truma Taira, what if it's of Truma and a Kayin, for example, wants to use it? Loyitol, he shouldn't use it. Vim Natal Kosher. The Gemara also, Rashi tells us, will explain why. Shel Demai, if we're talking about the Din Drabanan of Demai, that Peros HaMa'aretz, we have to be Choshesh, that the appropriate tithes were not removed. Beishamai posel beisil machshir. Beishamai says posel beisil says it's kosher. In the upcoming dapim, we're going to explain all these halachos. Shel Meiser Sheni b'Yerushalayim lo yitol. The Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, one should not take. One should not use it. Vim notol kosher, but if you take its kosher. Here Rashi explains that since it has a heter achila, so in Yerushalayim, then you're allowed to use it, even though outside Yerushalayim it does not have a heter achila, and the Gemara is going to develop that those things that do not have a heter achila, you cannot use for esrog. Also, chazaz sal ruba, if there's a boil that came on the majority of the esrog, notla pitmasa, if the pitum was removed, niklaf, the skin began to peel off, nistak, the esrog was split into the inside, nikev, there was a hole in it, v'chaser kolshu, pasul. Also, chazazis al miyuta, but if the boil was on the minority, natal uktson, instead of the pitum being removed, the ukitz was removed, nikev, there was a hole, v'lo chaser kolshu, but nothing came out of the esrog, kosher, esrog akushi, a black esrog, pasul, v'ayorok echarsi, green like a leek, Rabbi Meir machshir, Rabbi Yehuda pasul, shir esrog hakatan, the smallest size of an esrog, Rabbi Meir Amar Ke'egos, like a walnut, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ke'beitza. The smallest esrog, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is the size of an egg. Ubegado, the largest type of esrog, Kedei Sheyochas Shnayim Biyado, that you need to be able to hold two of those types of esrog in one hand of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is not accepted. Rabbi Yossi Omer Afilu Achad B'shtei Yadav, if it's so large that you need two hands to hold it, it'll still be kosher. A little bit hard to do the Nanuim, but it'll still be kosher. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Dalid in Maseches Sukkah.